This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That the mother is the one who's cooking the food. The mother is the one who's dropping them off at school, picking them up from school, dropping them off for Quran classes in the evening, picking them up from Quran classes in the evening, washing the, you know, cleaning the house, doing the laundry, and caring for them when they get sick and so forth. You ask a child, who shows you more love? In many cases, they will say the mother shows more love. It doesn't mean they don't love their father, but they have a very different understanding of what love is. This is why it is very important that as fathers, we spend quality time with our children so that we help them understand that we're always there for them and we love them also equally as much as their mother loves them. So this is what we see from the story of Luqman, that he sits down and he advises his son and he talks to him in a very gentle way. The three things that we need to really stress upon, number one is self-discipline. One of the things that is taught regarding self-discipline are two things. One is perseverance, and number two is self-critique. If these are two things that each one of us have, number one is perseverance, being steadfast upon our deen. We are going to be challenged, our children are going to be challenged when they go to school, and they are challenged in different ways. Parents, please do understand, when you went to school, and the challenges that you face, our kids are facing different challenges. They are not just facing challenges in terms of, you know, meeting the standards of academia that is acceptable to the parents, but they have to maintain their deen. They have to maintain their identity as a Muslim. They are going through so many challenges. But if our kids know perseverance, meaning that they have to stick to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and advice for all of us, اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Be fearful of Allah. Be cautious of Allah wherever you go. If we can teach our kids this, I can say this with conviction that we don't need to be observing and supervising our kids. If I know that my child knows perseverance, if I know that my child knows self-critique, they can be anywhere around the world and I know that they'll be doing the right thing. Because as parents today, when our kids go out for 5-6 hours at a time, we're always worried. Are they doing the right thing? Are they doing the wrong thing? As they're growing up, if we teach them perseverance, if we teach them self-critique, and if we teach them taqwa and self-discipline, wherever they will be, they will not be breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing we need to teach our kids, and as parents we need to do the same thing too, is I like to say this way, let's focus on improving ourselves, and let's stop focusing on proving ourselves. See, as human beings, we're always worried about the other person. What does this person think about me? What does this person think about me? 10 people will come and they will give you their feedback. 9 people will say, great job. 1 person will say, you could have done this or that. And you know what bothers us the most? That one critique. That one person who says something negative about us, it bothers us. And subhanAllah, how many of our children, they are on social media. Someone says something about them, it's going to drive them crazy. They always want to find out, why did this person say something negative about me? Rather, they don't focus on the other things that people good are saying about them, or anything positive that someone says to them. So they're always focused on that. As a Muslim, as we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a Muslim, I should be focused on coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my ultimate goal. If I'm coming closer to Allah, alhamdulillah. If Allah is in my heart, alhamdulillah. If the love of the Prophet is in my heart and in my child's heart, alhamdulillah. That is what matters the most. The third thing that we need to teach our children is, especially when they go back to school. And not only that, especially our high school students, when they go back to school, they have friends in their class. They have a car. They may not have a car. They have a Beamer. They don't have a Beamer. They have some other, you know, great car, and they don't have such a great car. And what happens is that this person, he feels that I don't have anything. One thing that we need to teach our children is the concept of shukr, the concept of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, subhanAllah, in Bukhari and Muslim, there is a hadith found narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says in this riwayah that there were three children who spoke from the cradle. The very first one he mentions in this riwayah. There are other riwayahs with other children, but in this riwayah that I'm referring to, the very first one he says is Isa alayhi salam. The second one he mentioned was Juraij. Juraij, there's a long hadith about a man by the name of Juraij. And the third one, this, which why I chose this hadith, is that there was a woman once traveling, and she had a baby, and she came across a very wealthy man, and she says that I want my child to become like this man. I want my child when they grow up to become like this man, because he is, you know, he has materialism. People are, you know, flocking towards him. His word has a lot of weight. So I want my child to become like him. And this child spoke that, oh Allah, do not make me like this man. And then after a while, she kept on going forward, and she saw a woman who was accused of fornication and theft, and people were beating her. And she said, oh Allah, do not make my child like this woman. And this child spoke from the cradle saying that, oh Allah, make me like her. And the mother was shocked. She was thinking to herself that when I made a dua for you to become like the man, you say no. And now you look at this woman and I say that you may Allah not make you, and you say that may Allah make you like her. Why? And the child spoke out and said, that man who you said that you want me to become like him, he is a zalim, he is an oppressor, he is a tyrant, and these are people who are going to be punished in the hereafter. Whereas this woman, she is an innocent woman, she is a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that she was beaten is not because she committed the crime, but it was alleged. She was being accused of it, so therefore she is innocent, and I want to become an innocent person. What's the moral of the story? Our children, when they go out, and not only that, but even as adults, we have the same thing. How many times we go outside, we see a person, nice car, we go to their home, beautiful home, and what's the first thing we say? I wish I was like this person. I wish I had this, you know, as much as this person had. What we don't realize is this. First of all, is whatever we have, alhamdulillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have a car that takes me from point A to point B, alhamdulillah. And at the same time, when you say, and when anyone of us say, that I want to become like this person, our children, they learn from us. They observe what we say. And what we don't realize is, brothers and sisters, that each one of us, it does not matter. In this dunya, every person has problems. There's not a single person, wallahi, there's not a single person who says, I don't have any problems. Every person has their own challenges in life. And they vary from person to person, and family to family. And what happens is this, we don't know, that person might be living in a huge mansion. That person might have like 10 cars sitting outside his house. But the challenges that he's going through, probably you and I, we don't have the ability to bear those challenges. And when you and I, we say, oh Allah, give me his life, what we're asking is that, oh Allah, in addition to all that he has, I want the challenges also in my life. That's what we're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it is very important that first of all, we learn how to thank Allah, and then we teach our children also that when you go back to school, remember that to be thankful to Allah. Do not look at what they have and look at what you have. And subhanAllah, our kids, they need to realize that they have the greatest gift. Wallahi, the greatest gift. And they have what? La ilaha illallah. There are so many people who don't believe in Allah. They have La ilaha illallah. And whatever else they have in their life, alhamdulillah, there are people who don't even have as much as they have. So when our kids go back to school, once again, we teach them self-discipline. So part of self-discipline are two things, perseverance and self-critique. When you do something wrong, you need to feel it from your heart that you did something wrong. Finally, I will share this regarding self-critique. Umar ibn Khattab, a man came to him. He is Amin al-Mu'mineen. If a man needs help, who else is going to go to? He went to Umar Amin al-Mu'mineen. And instead of helping him, Umar al-Mu'mineen, he lashed him. He says, when I sit down for these matters, then you don't come. Now I sit down for my own personal matters, and now you come, and now you bring up matters to me. And then Umar ibn Khattab, he realized what wrong he did. And he sent for that man, and he gave him the lash, and he says, whatever I did to you, do the same thing to me. And the man says, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. At that time, Umar ibn Khattab, he could have just said, you know what, okay, it's done. No, he went home. And this is what we understand about self-critiquing, getting tough upon yourself. he made dua to Allah, he was praying to Allah and crying before Allah, that who was Umar? Who was Umar before Islam? If Allah had not given Islam to Umar, where would Umar be? Umar was somewhere else and Allah gave him Islam and look where he is today. Allah gave him Izzah by making him Amir al-Mu'mineen and look where he is today. And he kept on getting tough upon himself. And this is the understanding of self-critique. Muhasabah, as we find in the Quran. So this is the first thing that we need to teach our children. The second thing that we need to teach our children is that stop focusing on proving yourself and impressing yourself to others. Because always people are going to have something to say about you. And I said this the other day to the youth also. As I said, there's one thing that we have no control over, and that is what people say about us. Stop focusing on what they have to say, because if we always care about what every person has to say about us, then we are weak. We're absolutely weak. And our kids, they're very sensitive about these kind of things. So what we should be focusing on is to improve ourselves. And the third thing, once again, was to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single day, please stress upon these things before they go to school, when they come back from school. Every day, stress upon these things. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our youth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to maintain our faith, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to improve ourselves every single day. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.